live from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, this is Comedy Bites.
Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites.
Hello. I feel like there's been a cultural reset over who owns Staffies. Do you all know Staffies? Yeah, cool. You know, because back in the day, they were primarily owned by Hilux-driving mouth breathers. Some of you are in. And these days, I see them attached to the most beautiful women I've ever seen. And they call them fur babies, and they take them to cafes, and they sit and they stay. And that's amazing. You know, women can do anything. And I just feel like hot girls just took the beefiest dog that can't breathe out of its nose and said, I can fix him. And then they did. Yeah. So anyways, I own a Staffy. Oops, nah, I do. Her name is Gertrude, ugly name for an ugly dog, why not? And she's a purebred, so you know her ancestors were bred for blood sport. But she's been in my care for so long now that she no longer drinks room temperature water. It must be filtered from the fridge. I've got one of those. But it's so awkward taking her to the dog park, because any dog can actually go to the dog park. And, you know, I'll have to hydrate her, so I'll turn on the little communal tap. And she gives it a go, but she'll wince. She'll be like... It's so embarrassing, but, you know, she will still maul a child. She's a new money bitch. She doesn't forget where she came from. She's just like me, for real. I've hacked the housing crisis. Anybody else? It sucks to suck, I guess. But I did. I found a married couple who needed somebody to move into the spare room to help them pay off the mortgage. That's me. And it's a great living situation, and I'm the perfect housemate, because I don't know if you guys have met married people. That's okay, I'll tell you. So married people do not like each other, and I really use that to my advantage. For example, one day, Harry, that's the husband's name, he opens the fridge in the kitchen, and he just sighs, and he goes, "Oh, Madeline drank all the milk again and didn't even replace it." And I was like, "Harry, women are the root of all sin. That's what I've always said. It's literally biblical." And Harry, now trust me, and we're a team. And the same day, a couple of hours later, Madeline, the wife, she calls out to me from the bathroom, and she goes, "Meg, check this out. Harry left skitties in the toilet bowl, didn't even clean it up." And I was like, "Madeline, men are pigs, you know? Send them to the slaughter, oink, oink." And Madeline, now trust me, and we're a team. And the best part about this whole dynamic is that I was actually the one who committed both of those crimes. Thank you so much. That's it from me.
Recorded live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.